This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. In the fight against the pandemic, the United States will now require civilian federal government employees to be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear masks. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday these same standards will apply to federal contractors. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 is rapidly spreading across the country. Biden also said he is asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel. The president added, the federal government will reimburse private employers who give paid time off to get vaccinated or take a family member to get shots. And he suggested more state and local governments to offer $100 to those who get fully vaccinated. The president also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot now if you're fully vaccinated. But he added, if science tells us that there is a need for boosters, that's something we'll do. Israel's prime minister announced that his country will offer a coronavirus booster to people over 60 who have been vaccinated. Thursday's announcement by Naftali Bennett makes Israel the first country to offer a third dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to its citizens on a wide scale. Bennett said the decision was based on considerable research and analysis, as well as the rise in the risk of the Delta variant. The decision comes at a time of rising infections and concerns that the vaccine's efficacy dwindles over time. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA.